I love opening a show with a good nose whistle. Welcome to Merrill Wanderers. I'm Mike. There's Grizz.
I am Grizz. There is Mike.
And look at it's Soundboard Nicky over there.
How's it going, guys?
Nick. Good. Listen, Nick, right out of the gate, kudos to you for making me laugh 1,000 times over the holidays. Every time I heard Mariah Carey, all I could think was, it's a Christmas carol sung by a whore.
I didn't say Mariah Carey was a whore. Santa baby.
I see. Okay, so now you're clearing this up for us. You're not saying Mariah Carey's a whore?
No, no.
Because her people were in touch, and they're like, she's not a whore, you know. She's a high-paid entertainer. And I was like, I don't know. Nick said it.
She's not a whore?
She's not a whore.
What do you mean she's not a whore?
I don't think so. They're her people.
Really?
Say, not a whore.
She married Tommy Mottola.
Oh. Nick, he has a point, buddy.
I just don't want that bitch after me.
What a douche. That's great.
Okay.
Oh, nuggets of wisdom from Nick.
Happy New Year, everybody. Have you heard the ruined New Year show? By the way, our holiday special is still up, and it's doing quite well, and it's the only place you can catch a holiday special is at the Pod Plants YouTube channel. We got to get our own website actually in place so that I'll talk about it and then people can go there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, Nick, was that the holiday special? Sorry, no, I just couldn't.
Yeah, the holiday special was Santa Claus dancing awkwardly off
the
top.
Was that the New Year's show?
No, the New Year's show you ruined before Christmas, you might recall.
So this is the New Year's show now.
This, I guess, officially is the New Year's show.
All right.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
And you can go back in time, subscribe to the show. Merrill Wanderers is everywhere you listen to podcasts. The last show was our New Year's show. And Grizz ruined it.
How do you ruin it?
Okay, so here's what happened. We started the show, and I'm like, hey, everybody, Happy New Year. How was your Christmas? And he goes, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? He goes, well, I guess we should tell everybody. I go, what? He goes, well, we should explain. It's December 19th. And I'm like, no, we shouldn't explain. We're recording this so that we can play it on New Year's. And he was like, what? He couldn't understand that we were pre-recording our New Year's show.
Huh? Is he new to this?
Or? He's so stupid. No, he wants to...
I'm here. I can hear you.
He was... Oh, never mind.
In the headset.
Okay, well, edit that. But what I will say is he wants to ruin everything. I went to Amsterdam. Remember I went to Amsterdam? I did all those stories. Like, I did interviews with everybody and stuff like that. I come back. All he wants to do that whole episode, Nick, is... we'll tell him.
No, I didn't do anything.
You
I
did.
Was just he couldn't handle.
No, Grizz.
He's not. He has no sense of humor. That's the problem. He's a humorless drone. So, and you can't hold it together. And that's the other thing. You're not professional
because
you can't hold it together.
Well, I was trying to explain. We do a weed comedy show. I'm trying to explain.
I know
what's happening over there in Amsterdam and some stories.
Yep.
And what did you do? He tried to put his whole phone in his mouth like that. And guess what, Nick? He fucking succeeded. Then he did it with a bottle of water, an entire bottle of water in his mouth. Instead of listening to the show, all we heard was crinkle, crinkle. Then he put his wallet in his mouth, his entire wallet in his mouth, and then proceeded to tell everybody that it tasted like shit.
Right. I was fine. You weren't. You couldn't hold it together, which means that you weren't acting professionally.
You're not fine when you're antisocial like that.
I mean, I wasn't being antisocial. I was listening to your story.
I love you, buddy. Okay.
That's a lie.
Anyway, having said that,
it's a lie.
That's what happened with our New Year's show. He basically went, he couldn't even let us do a New Year's show.
Okay, you do know that I can't lie, right? Like everybody at the table here knows that I'm incapable of lying.
Is that true?
Yeah, okay. I'm incapable of lying. That's why I say such horrible things to
Yeah,
so
but that's
many
okay.
People.
You could prevent that. You could prevent doing the horrible. You don't have to participate in a lie, but you don't have to do the horrible.
But I don't.
Which is ruining the show.
But truth. Okay.
Right.
Why? I didn't ruin the show, dude.
Does it sound to you, Nick, like maybe the show got derailed in some way? Our New Year's show. We were going to do like resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and then
And then you said no.
Because this is 30 minutes into the show. You're like, okay, let's do New Year's resolutions. I'm like, why?
I just pictured, you know, he's like, Happy New Year. And it's like, it's December 19th. And then he stuffs a wallet in his mouth. I don't.
That's exactly.
What kind of show is that?
That's my point, Nick. Like, I'm trying to have a show. And he's like, he's infantile.
Anyway, I'm not infantile.
How was your Christmas? For real. You don't have to lie. You can tell me. How'd it go?
I spent it with my mother and my sister.
Yeah.
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 It was grand.
Okay, well, that's nice.
I was told I was fat the entire time.
Well, I wouldn't describe you as fat at all.
You're My mom said I was fat. My sister said I was fat. I'm fat.
Well, I don't think that they... I think that they were just teasing you, buddy.
That wasn't teasing.
Okay, so I think that they were just good fun at the
Christmas. Placate me. It's
okay,
not
buddy.
True.
You're looking good as far as I can tell.
You're a man. That doesn't help.
Oh, gotcha. Nick, over to you. Don't you think he looks good?
Nick, don't answer that.
No comment.
Thank you. Okay. See, Nick and I get along. We understand each other.
You do. That's a frightening.
I know. Thing. How was your holiday?
Tickety boo, thank you.
No, we want some details.
I got a snowblower.
You got a snowblower?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what else?
Getting a snowblower, by the way, felt like the equivalent of, not only did I go and get the snowblower and pay for the snowblower and negotiate for the snowblower and then cart the snowblower back in time for Christmas and then just left it in my car for the better part of a week, it still felt like the best Christmas gift I'd ever been given. I'm going to tell you why. The guy who plows my driveway.
Yeah. What?
I'm trying to think. Are you allowed to... What's the word that... We can't say mongoloid, right?
Asian?
No.
No. That's Mongolian. Oh, no. I didn't say anything wrong. I was just... Figuring that
this is he leaves a layer of snow. Like he doesn't have a plow. Like it doesn't go down and scrape the fucking driveway.
Right.
He leaves a layer of snow that then quickly becomes ice.
Yes.
No, a snowblow.
That's
so there was one snowfall, right?
Right.
And I waited. I was like a kid waiting at the window to use my snowblower.
Mm-hmm.
There was one snowfall, I don't know, a few inches. I went out there and I snow blew the shit out of that driveway. You know, the guy came the next day and still tried to plow my driveway, even though it was clean. I had to go out and say, hey, stupid.
Right.
It's almost like the guy who chose to shovel driveways as a career isn't very smart.
Oh, you know what you do? I see where you're going with that. You might have, Nick does have a good point.
I'm still trying to figure out why you left your snowblower in your car for so many days like a dead prostitute.
Basically.
I just don't understand that.
That's not, is that what you, that's. Is that what we do?
That's what I was thinking. As soon as you said snowblower, I went right to prostitute.
That's so funny, man.
Right?
And also, it's not right. But you know, it's so funny. Like, you get pulled over using the HOV lane, right, by the cop. And they're like, oh, you shouldn't be using the HOV lane. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to feel real stupid when I open my trunk, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's a great one.
Anyway, I digress.
Uh-huh.
Nick, you, how was your Christmas?
Boring.
Yeah.
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 Nothing exciting.
What'd you guys do for New Year's?
House party.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And great people.
Yeah, it was a 20s style house party.
Oh, that is so hipster.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you wear?
I didn't bother. I didn't bother with the whole, I just wore a tie.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
You I would have worn a 20-year-old.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah. Who's this with you, Brian? I heard it was a 20s party.
Oh, that would have been so clever. I didn't know that.
I spent it.
But Brian, the truth is, Brian will only date 26-year-olds. 20 of them.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I spent New Year's with a lady friend.
Oh.
I cooked her a dinner.
We had a... That's nice, man.
I did.
What did you make? Yeah.
I made a potato mushroom cream soup, and follow that up with a nice cucumber and tomato salad with a balsamic reduction, and then I follow that with eat a dick, motherfucker. This is a good story, and it's good food. Then I had
Are you cooking it real time for us?
Then I had scallops cooked in butter and garlic, and then I ended up with a lobster thermidor pie that I made.
You know what I love is in the Lego movie when Batman eats the lobster thermidor and you hear crunch, 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 crunch because he just eats the shell as well. Anyway, I digress.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a very funny movie.
What movie?
Lego Batman.
No. Anyway.
So, so that's really nice. Have you? We agreed not to ever say lady friend again.
No, you agreed.
No, dude, it's a fucking rule.
Okay, I won't say it anymore. Okay. What do you want me to say?
Hostage.
Good, better. Totally. Victim. More accurate.
Victim. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, why don't we negotiate? Why don't we ask her what she wants to be called?
Don't ever speak to her without me in the room.
No, I didn't say that. I don't trust
you.
I didn't. Did I even allude to that?
I
said,
trust
let's.
You. She wants to meet you, and I have a problem with that.
Yep. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yep. She's like, I have to meet Mike.
And you're like, oh, no.
No, you don't have to.
I'd prefer you didn't.
Right. Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Sometimes Brian and I'll be on the phone, and a few minutes in, he'll say to me, I don't know if I can use her name.
No, you can't.
Okay. So now we have to come up with a better name than Lady Friend.
Exactly.
Chicky Mama. Run that one by her.
No, that's
got
not
any Nick? Any suggestions? Code name?
Gertrude.
Gertrude. Yeah.
She's not going to go for that.
Okay. But
I'm okay with that.
You sure she won't like Chicky Mama?
No.
How about if I said it like this? How about if we all said it like this? Oh, Chicky Mama.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know who we're talking about.
You're right.
Yeah. What was my question? Oh, we'll be on the phone, and I won't realize that she's there. Mm-hmm. And then Brian will have to, like, grizz-a-roos, like, hey, somebody in the car here with me. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And right away, I start just spilling the beans.
Yep.
Right away. Mm-hmm. It's the best ever. I feel, after I've had a conversation and she's in the car, I feel cleansed of all my Brian shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad I can help you.
You know, I forgot for a second you were there because I felt so good about telling the story.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
But that's a really nice New Year's. That's a nice thing to do.
Oh, and then we did edibles.
Oh, yeah?
Right? So it was this beautiful romantic dinner.
Chicken Mama. Did she do them regularly?
Edibles, yeah. Right? Very low. It was a low dose edible chocolate bar. So I just gave her a couple of squares.
Yep.
And then, you know, a little while later, she looks at me and goes, I think I'm going to vomit.
No. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you something. Was there wine involved before the edibles?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Edibles are not for everybody. Smoke a joint for Pete's sake, people.
Yeah. The thing is with me is I'm good with edibles, but I think it's a tolerance thing. I think you have to have done, it takes a while to build up a tolerance to the edible and what it can do to you.
Nick became a full-time stoner over the holidays.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was
I
that
did,
like?
Actually, yeah. I'm smoking weed like every day now.
Yeah, well, that's good.
It's kind of scaring me.
Let's sing it together, guys. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, well, smoking it every day is not bad. It's when you smoke, you know, 10 every day.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Oh.
Is it?
Hmm.
For some?
I'm not going to judge for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Still don't do it in the daytime.
Yeah.
Just only at night, usually after 10:30.
Oh, wow. After you've 10:30. Really got a, you got a regime, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, so about 9:30, you start itching.
Yeah. Just get to go.
Saying stuff to your future bride, like, I can't listen to you right now.
Well, I think everybody has a joint smoking routine, right? Like, everybody has, like, when, when I'm working, I get in the door.
Do.
As soon as I get in the door, the first thing I want to do is smoke a joint.
Or roll it. Do you roll it?
I roll it.
And okay, so you sit there, and they always say, you know, part of the high is rolling that joint.
Yep.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. There's a cathartic effect to it.
Yeah.
Sit there, do that. And then spring, summertime, it's nice. You go to the front porch, smoke a little bit of weed, watch the sun, watch the people walk by, you know, that type of stuff. And then
yeah, that is a nice, that's a great regime, actually, because it sounds like, recently I was told, don't smoke weed if you find yourself using it to go inward. And I thought, that's pretty good advice, man.
What do you mean by go inward?
Well, you know, you shouldn't really do a lot of introspective thinking on weed, apparently, they're saying.
Well, that's what indica would do that to me more than the sativa, I think. Though, I think I would get locked in a little bit more with that. I met a guy over the holidays, what I found really interesting. I met this dude at the gym.
Does Lady Friend know about this?
Why don't you just fuck off?
You were dying to,
right?
Weren't
I know, you both were. Dying. I could fucking see it as soon as I said it, right?
Yeah.
You can't even talk to a fucking
man
anymore without having people putting douchebag innuendos about being not man.
Douchebag innuendos should be the name of our first album.
That's what it should be. It's a great, great name for a band. So anyway, I meet this guy. I know him anyway. We're talking about working out. And he's been microdosing on mushrooms as part of his workout regimen.
I've heard this recently.
Yeah. So he says that he's done a bunch of research in the psilocybin in the mushroom. What it does in your brain, according to what he's telling me, is that it divides your brain in two. So now one part of your brain is fully concentrated on your body.
Yeah.
And you can feel your muscles and you can do more. So he's not going out and, you know, taking a gram of mushrooms and hallucinating on a treadmill. He's taking like a quarter gram, just enough to get a little bit of a buzz or something like that. And he says he works out like an animal. So I'm thinking I might be willing to try that.
Stay right there.
All right, sure. Apparently, Mike's become incontinent, and he's had to leave the room.
He's shaking
his hands. Oh, there he is.
What is this?
Yes, Mike. Great. On camera, even. How awesome. That is...
Gonna eat him up? Somebody left mushrooms in the studio.
Lovely people, obviously.
Is that illegal?
I think it is.
Okay, Nick, we have to do something where we didn't do this part on camera. This is just a joke, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to eat some right now?
No, I'm not.
What, have you ever eaten mushrooms?
No, I've never.
No.
They're Why magic. Do
you look terrified right now?
You know that video, The Naked Wizard?
Nope.
You know The Naked Wizard?
Nope.
No, that's okay. New to me.
So there's this video. It's at a music festival.
Yeah.
And there's this... guy who's completely the video starts and he's completely naked and he's fighting with cops.
Yeah.
I think he has a cape on. I think that's why they call him the Naked Wizard.
Right.
Okay.
And he's just completely fucking gacked out on acid.
Acid.
Yeah. Now I know mushrooms aren't acid.
I don't know that. Listen, I don't want to purport. I literally. Okay. Let's pretend these aren't mushrooms anymore.
Okay.
This prop was left behind. And it, in fact, it may be a prop, but it looks. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, you're saying it's too close to acid.
I just don't want to have a naked wizard
moment just, in life. So you're not going to wind up naked on your front lawn crying. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It might with LSD if you dropped a blotter of LSD and you've never done it before. Mm-hmm. But with that stuff there, most people, you know what? You start out with a half gram, you're just going to wind up laughing. It'll last about 3-4 hours and then you're done.
Oh, definitely. I would do it at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love my mushrooms. There was a time where we had, like, we would buy them by the quarter pound when I was a kid growing up. And every Sunday we'd have a barbecue. And what I realized much later was that you develop an immunity to mushrooms.
Hmm.
So you start out taking a gram and you're like, hey, I'm having a great time. And by the time summer's over and you've gone through a half pound of mushrooms, you're eating a quarter ounce.
Wow.
And going, you're eating mushrooms till you're full. And he's going, they don't work. They don't work. Right? A friend of mine used to walk around with mushrooms in his pocket on Sundays, and he would just eat them all day and all night.
Really?
Yep. And he's like, can't get high. Can't get high. I'm like, I think you're high. Can't get high.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
But the hallucinogenic properties is still something that I'm not quite used to. I'm not... hallucinogens, it was why I stayed away from weed for so long, is because I've just found it too weird.
Yeah.
And it took a while. It took a solid month of doing it regularly to actually enjoy.
You felt scared
to really
time.
Enjoy it, to actually be look forward to smoking weed.
Yeah.
And weed is a hallucinogen.
It is?
It's a mild one, yeah.
In what way?
It makes you hallucinate.
Are you here right now?
What's that?
Are you here right now?
I am. Okay. No, I've never been here.
Because I could imagine somebody, I could imagine a friend like Nick.
Hmm? Yeah, I've never hallucinated on weed. Like, I've had a bad trip where I drank too much before I smoked the joint, and then I was put out, but...
Yeah, I'm not talking about being sick or sleepy, but I sense it. Like, I get, it's not like full on you're seeing things. I remember one time being really high when I was a teenager, and think I walked by, it was the middle of winter, and I was crossing the street, and I was super paranoid also, and I thought that the cops had shot a tear gas grenade at me.
I would kill to be that high even just one
me
more
too,
time.
Me too, just once.
Oh,
again.
Man.
Yeah, it was steam coming out of a sewer grate.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
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 But it's not super.
And you
crazy
thought
as
you walked down,
like,
this
mild,
just mild hallucinate, like the police tear gassing you is pretty mild.
Yeah, just a little, just no paranoia there.
He had
at
a full
all.
On Banksy episode in his head, and just even once. I remember the first time I really got high. I had like lucid awake dreams that I was walking in behind the scenes of a Shakespearean play past the actors. And
really?
Around, yeah, it was really, really quite vivid.
The worst one that I ever had was I ate a mushroom cookie at about 10 a.m. Then I ate another mushroom cookie at about 2 p.m. when I was still peaking.
Oh.
And then I came home that night. I was still living at home with my parents.
How'd that go?
And the guy that took mushrooms with me that was driving.
Oh, great.
Brought me home. I'm kidding you. Brings me home. I get it. He leaves right away. Right. I go into my house and my dad happened to be home just as I walked in. And he took one look at me and he figured I was bombed. So he gets a bit of a smile on his face. He's like, you need to go have a shower. So I go to the end of the house. I go to get in the shower. I can't get in the shower. Why? Because the tub keeps fucking rising up. I go to lift my leg. Side of the tub comes up and I can't get my leg over the thing. So now I'm just standing in the fucking washer going, how the fuck do I get in the shower? So I literally laid on the edge of the tub, rolled in, turned on the shower. The water came pouring down. Stood up, managed to take the shower, got out, went right to bed. Okay? As soon as I got into my room, you know Fruit Loops, the cereal?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know Toucan Sam?
Yeah.
He was there.
Wow.
Flew out of the corner of my room, landed on my face. It was the most bizarre fucking thing I ever had in my life.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That is really fun.
Awesome. It was fun.
That is pretty fun.
It was fun, yeah. So,
I mean, you do hear about people tripping out, just getting paranoid and crazy. I mean, a recent trip that I heard about, somebody said they took a couple of grams and it made the flowers kind of luminescent.
Yep.
At night. And I was like, well, that can't be all that bad.
I just get hot.
Oh, yeah?
I'll sit at a table talking to people and I'll just blurt out, I'm hot. I'm really hot. I got to go. I'm way hot.
I got to go outside. Yeah. I'm hot.
Got to leave. Then I'll leave and I'll just fucking disappear.
Not good. That's not good. We should keep you tethered in some way.
And then, years ago, I did it with a guy I know, and we were having a dinner party, and he didn't tell his wife, and I didn't tell my girlfriend at the time that we were doing mushrooms, and all of a sudden she's like, would you like some more fish, honey? And I start fucking laughing. I can't stop. Would you like some more fish, honey? And I don't know what, look, I got to leave. I left. We walked around
the city. Some of the stuff that'll catch you. You're like, oh, God, that was the funniest thing. Yeah.
So we're walking around the city, me and Josh, and what happens is, about 6 hours later, a car passes by and it's my ex-girlfriend's car with Josh's wife in it. And they're looking for us. And for some reason, I thought it would be a great idea at 11 p.m. to go into Starbucks and order a 20-ounce fucking coffee. So now I'm on mushrooms and 20 ounces of coffee coming down. I'm on the tail end of the swing.
Oh.
So it was a brutal, brutal night. And Josh was hysterical. When we were walking around, I brought him back to my place. I'm like, let's get a beer or whatever. I go in the house. I go upstairs to the can. I come down. And the guy is sitting in his underwear, shirtless, in a beanbag chair that I had in my living room.
Like, did he get hot?
The fuck are you doing? So I was like, what are you doing, man? I thought it'd be funny. I'm like, no, it's not funny.
It's real funny.
Fuck, not funny.
That is pretty funny, actually.
No, it's not.
That he actually kept his underwear on is the only thing. Yes. If he had committed to full-on nudity, that would have broke you down.
Yes.
Oh, is that the guy right there?
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to shake hands with the cop. The cop's like, yeah, no, I'm not shaking your hand.
That's.
Yeah, he's got tan lines all day.
You know what, though? If he had a feather boa around his body and he was marching in a parade, nobody would say a word.
It's a true thing, actually. And even the police are being pretty, pretty chill with the guy. Yeah. And he's like, he's looking. By the way, let's remind me to show you a picture of a businessman Frank Stronach's son. After this.
Why?
Maybe the same guy. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of famous people's kids,
they took him down?
Oh.
Now that's just gay porn.
Oh, no.
That's just gay porn now. That's just a bunch of men in uniform taking down another man.
No, this is...
That's gay porn.
Does that man have a vagina or is he giving birth to a penis?
I don't know. Well, I think he's giving birth to... It's a beanie baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't
that what it is?
Can we even show... This is not going on camera, is it?
Sure
it is. It is going on camera right now.
We can't
now.
Show this.
Yes, we can.
How can we show this?
Why not?
I'll blur
First
it.
Of all, we
he
can't...
can blur it out.
Is this on YouTube?
Not currently.
Such a liar. Being. Okay, listen
not
to this.
Not currently.
Okay, listen to this.
Be.
This made me so mad.
Oh, my God. Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy, Chetana. Coming straight from the Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? Me finna father Tom Hanks presentation and a what soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Okay. That is A, Wiz Khalifa, B, Snoop Dogg, or C, Tom Hanks' kid. Why? Why is he talking fake patois on the Golden Globes? Who let him do that?
You know, I don't think it's such a big deal personally.
Why? It's douchey.
No.
It's absolutely cringe inducing.
Okay, that's fine. It's cringy.
Yeah.
Okay, so it ends there. for me.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just saying, like, it's cringy. That's all.
I know, but I'm not saying,
oh, if you're looking for me to say, oh, this is some cultural appropriation. No. I don't have time in my day for that. I already understand that's probably the case.
Yeah.
But more than anything, you know, Tom Hanks wants to die now. He just, after this Golden Globes, he's just like, okay, this kid just, he just can't, he wants to kill me. He was trying to ruin me.
Well, okay, it's time for Tom Hanks to go away anyway.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
Are
you guys like Tom Hanks? I know you look a bit like him. You look, actually, if Tom Hanks and Robin Williams had a baby, you hairy-knuckled bastard, you. That's
hairy-knuckled bastard, Robin Williams, the hairy-knuckled.
Hey,
very clever.
Robin Williams called from the afterlife. He wants his hairy knuckles back, Nick.
Hanks was missing a chromosome.
Would you, if you were really their baby, would you be out there rapping like this and talking patois? You want to try it for us, Tom Hanks' other kid? Because that is, it's a little much, don't you think? You like it, huh?
Well, what if somebody would have come out and spoke with a German accent?
Yes, still.
Like, or an English accent.
Yeah, no, still. Cringe. Cringe inducing.
I don't think it's cringe.
It is, man. Because like, why did he do that?
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
It's douchey. That's why.
But who cares? I'm back to who.
Oh no, I don't care.
But you do, because you made it a segment on the show.
Okay, I didn't make it a segment. I just wanted to play it to see if you also found it cringe inducing. You're a huge fan, apparently.
No, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Nobody should be offended by it, right?
At one point, he ends a video by saying "Booyaka." Like, come on, like.
So he said, buy a car. Who cares? Go buy a car.
Is that what that means?
I don't know. You tell me.
Buy a car. That kind of does sound like that, doesn't it?
Go buy a car.
Yeah.
Go buy
a car. What
are you
doing? Buy a car.
Yeah. Go buy a car.
Where? Down at the Cardinal.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you say it that
way? Right? So,
I don't know. I heard Tom Hanks.
I know that people are freaking out over it.
I don't think
I've seen it online.
I don't think there's any reason to freak out about it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it made me feel.
He looks dumb.
He looks like a
ding.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a ding-a-ling. That's all.
Yeah.
Big up the whole lot.
Big up, bruv. Like, I don't know.
Massive. It's your boy Chetana.
Okay, go ahead, Nick. You're going to do a good job of this. Go ahead.
No.
Okay, so I'm just going
to. Why won't you do it, Nick?
I don't feel like it. I don't
want to. I know. Like, I wouldn't want to either. Okay, let me hear you do it then, Chris. You like it so much.
No, I don't. I don't bother with that, right? We just said,
I think that we do need that, though, in the soundboard, Nick. Because I would love to every time.
Oh yeah.
Every time Grizz thinks he doesn't mind it, I'm gonna.
Big up,
give him a couple of those, and he'll mind it.
Don't ever overlay that whenever I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
That would be awesome.
Big up.
There you go. See,
it's no.
Every time you say something I agree with.
Big up the whole island.
No.
Yeah. The whole island, in fact. Big up. Yeah.
Well, look, if he was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
On vacation.
Yeah.
And he was talking to a local like that, no one's going to care. They're going to laugh. They go, ha ha, look at the funny white guy.
Do you think so?
Give me a tip.
Do you think? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Is that what they're
right? Thanks for the beer. Give me a tip. Oh, ha ha ha, look at you talk. funny.
That's what I mean.
Man.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
He's that guy. Like, he's been
so
to.
He's the guy that's going to pay twice as much for a beer. Twice as much for a meal, and he's going to leave twice as much for a tip.
Big up the whole.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
The rest of the trip, everybody's going to be very excited to get his tips. They'll be like,
Big up the whole island, massive.
That's what I think. Anyway, I just couldn't believe
big
when
up
I.
Big up the whole
somebody's,
island.
Somebody. So you were going to do it? Go ahead.
No, I didn't want to do anything.
I just couldn't believe that was Tom Hanks' kid. You know? Oh. Go ahead.
Emergency.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. It's okay. Look, he's taking a call like a business guy. Did you see that?
Yeah. Big important man.
I got meetings with big important people. That's what he was like basically giving us right there.
Mm-hmm.
He just
mm-hmm.
got up and left.
Big timing us.
Well, he is running numbers, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, old school gambling.
Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got casino machines here everywhere in the city.
He's got a roulette wheel.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some shady shit going on with Grizz, that's for sure.
Hmm.
Every once in a while, somebody shows up, they need to get paid, Grizz isn't here, you know.
That's believable.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so listen, why don't we do this? We'll wrap, because he's gone, and mm-hmm. we're going to do I'm mostly false. I'm sorry for any of this that got cut out due to legal reasons.
Yeah.
But you could listen to the audio version if the video version is censored for our own safety and security. Mm-hmm. And the podcast is available everywhere. Go to marrowwanderers.com. I'm going to try and clean it up and put some stuff on there.
Yeah, we're going to have to clean this one up.
Yeah. It's this one? Dirty, yeah. Is it because of this?
Well, there's the drugs, the illegal drugs.
Don't.
They'll be gone before the cops get here. So.